From WUGA in Athens, this is The Top Line. I'm Martin Matheny, and today we're talking about why legislators are so eager to get out of Atlanta, the finances of the Georgia GOP, and the role of state parties in the 21st century. Joining me in the studio is UGA political science professor Charles Bullock and UGA student and campaign strategist Houston Gaines. Welcome.
Thanks for the opportunity.
The Georgia General Assembly went into session in early January, and the leadership announced that they wanted to try to get everything done and get out of there by March 24th or so. There's a lot of stuff on the radar for the legislature. There's the possibility of legalizing gambling. There's a proposed overhaul of the state education system. There's transportation. There's, of course, the minor matter of a state budget. Why does it seem like the legislators want to get it done and get home so fast?
The election. I mean, a lot of these guys, especially on the Republican side, might get primaried this year because of a single vote last year on the transportation bill. And so I think that's a huge concern. But, of course, every election year in the Georgia General Assembly, they're trying to get through things quickly because you can't fundraise while you're there for the 40-day session. And a lot of times you're not in your district able to get out and talk to voters.
This all goes back, I guess it was, two or three years till former Athens resident Steve Jones, now a federal judge, required that there be a 45-day period between an election in order to have plenty of time to get ballots out, primarily to military personnel serving abroad. So what that forced us to do in 2014, we're following roughly the same pattern this time, is moving our primary, which used to be in July, into May, and then having the runoff in July. So that has foreshorten the amount of time that candidates have, as Houston said, to raise money. And also it means that the filings come a lot earlier, too, so that filing will be, I believe it's long and fairly early March.
7th through the 11th.
Yeah, right. March, so yeah. You'll still be in session, and you'll know if somebody's going to run against you. You'll have that information out there, and that person can be raising money right now. They can be going and speaking to the various civic groups and whatever else, and you're stuck in Atlanta.
Now, this discussion about fundraising is a good segue into another thing I wanted to bring up. The Georgia Republican Party is apparently broke. Last month, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported that the state GOP had just over $11,000 in the bank and they were about $230,000 in debt. Is this normal for a party in power going into a big election year?
I don't think it's a good sign, and especially if you look at the numbers over the last several years that the Georgia Republican Party has had in the bank. I mean, they've been quite in the green for several years, and all of a sudden, you have this, and there's actually probably going to be a few close contested state House and state Senate seats in November. And so the state party is likely to get involved in those campaigns, too, if they have the money to do so.
Yeah, what we may be seeing here is a transfer of where money's coming from. And so rather than relying upon parties, increasingly, money is being raised and spent by independent groups. Someone who in the past might have made a generous contribution to the party may now give money to one of these independent groups. And what's more is they can give unlimited amounts to these independent groups. So this may be yet another step in the marginalization of the role of political parties.
You've been listening to The Top Line on WUGA. Thanks to my guests, UGA Professor Charles Bullock and UGA student and campaign consultant Houston Gaines. For WUGA, I'm Martin Matheny.